Battle Sauce!
What? That's a cool shirt.
So our friends over at Battle Sauce, they just launched their Kickstarter. Woo. And if you would like to support them, we all kicked in. So go check out that Kickstarter.
And the link to their Kickstarter is in the podcast description below. It goes on until April 18th. So get in now.
It literally, like yesterday at like midnight, I think we were like logging off. And Steve was like, oh, the Kickstarter went live. And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, Scott texted me. He's like, did you get it already? I'm like, not yet. He's like, okay, I'm going to do it. I'm like, over.
You're more than welcome. We love you, Battle Sauce.
Yeah, we love Battle Sauce, man.
Coming to you live from Steve's studio, it's Nothing Venture, Nothing Game. I'm your host with the most, your GM, Jared. And we are playing our continual live play of Pathfinder 2nd Edition. Not the remastered, so we decided we're not going to convert into remaster. So if you hear old terms such as flat-footed or spell slots, that's because we're lazy and we've forced Tina to learn too many rules. Not enough RAM.
Like, blame Tina.
We've made you relearn a lot of rules.
Yeah.
And then you learned Daggerheart last night.
Yeah, and then you just learned Daggerheart last night.
Keep a lookout for that video.
But with that being said, obviously you heard from Zach, Tina, and Jeff. But to tell you who's going to be playing all day, every day, I'm going to toss it over to our resident MC, Jeff. MC
all Jeff, day, take it away. Every day. With occult subtleties, the kid always aims to please exquisite exhibits to auction off at Sotheby's. It's Zach.
Hell yeah.
Let's exhibit.
Fleet for quickness, ride. Rolling with the thickness, slickness, thick of the wrist leaves no witnesses. It's Fabio.
Yo. What's good, party peoples?
That was good.
She's the equalizer, there ain't none wiser. Energy to fight with might and Myrtleizer. It's Tina.
Myrtleized.
Got Myrtleized. Disorderly, orderly, kills for the quarter drink. Slaughtering Sphinx is what you ought to think about, Steve.
Yo, slaughtering Sphinx.
Nice.
Sphinx chops.
Cool and calculated, classic concentration, no debating, making DMs player hating. It's Jeff. Nice. It's the vicious big bad boss. Now we've had it. Sending it back to you, GM Jared.
No repeats.
Awesome. Well, okay, it can be whatever.
So that's the guy that's running.
Yes.
There's no one else that's running?
No, they're all dead.
Really?
Yeah, they killed about, them. Yeah.
That's funny. How far away is he?
35.
We were like, well, we're not stealthy.
Yeah, basically. I point my sword at him, and I say, yield, as a beam of energy comes flying out of my sword, trying to stab him.
Oh, yeah.
I might not need to go.
Yeah. This is Sunblade.
I'm making notes of the fight, and it's just Seren stabs a dude from 35 feet away.
60, up to 60.
There you go.
He's like, I want to stab that dude, but he's over there. Fuck off.
There's bombs, there's raining fire, and then we're stabbing people from the other side of
it. And I'm just JoJo posing in the background.
29 points of damage.
He's dead.
You're my backup dancer.
part of it is good or spirit damage, and then part of it is fire damage. It's kind of the same thing like you. It's like holy fire.
He's dead.
Divine fire.
So you guys are out of initiative.
So I told them to yield, and then I killed them.
Kill everybody?
Yeah.
All the boxes that fell killed everybody?
Yeah, cool. Good job, guys. We did it. I say as if I contributed.
Right, I look around, and like I have my staff out, and it's just glowing bodies. It's just like...
Atura.
It's just like, there's no sleepy time.
One last action, I run towards Henny.
Atura, roll a D6.
Are we now in a burning warehouse?
Yeah, that's the problem.
We're going to have to get out.
You guys have 6 turns to figure out what to do before the warehouse catches engulfs in flames.
I don't care about this warehouse.
Leaving
and let it burn.
Yes.
That's my options at this point?
No. Let it burn.
Time. Y'all has a plan.
I have my endless decanter of water out. Like, anyone else got another idea? This is it.
Well, fire hose works for me.
No, let it burn. Why are we...
We're calling attention to ourselves. More people are going to come here. Are we ready for that right now?
Okay, we can leave before it gets worse. We won't be here.
And you think they're not going to take that out on the rest of the people?
They were already going to do that.
That's a turn.
I said, hose it!
It's in your hands.
Yep.
You could choose to do what you want.
I'm going
to
move the other way.
I'm going to start walking towards the exit.
Yeah,
I'm going to walk out.
I start stealthing towards the exit.
Okay.
Full blast.
All right. So now roll So in two turns, you'll put everything out. But you're going to have to stay here.
That's fine.
They're arming an army with this stuff. We can't just leave it here.
We can't burn it yet.
If we find allies, we can arm them with it also.
Okay, so throw like a crate in the bag of holding.
No, it's too big.
Okay, well, open it and then dump it into the bag of holding.
Point the objects in the bag of holding.
I have a lot of pointy things in my bag of holding.
Well, that might be an old thing. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
there are pointy things in the bag of holding used to be bad. Yeah, yeah. Cause a tear to the astral plane.
So she's going to hold it down. I'm going to go to where they came from. Mm-hmm. I'm going to stay and stuff.
Okay.
So I'm going to sort of do the same thing. He's on one end of the room. I'm pretty much going from this end of the room, stealthing towards the...
So there's two virtually invisible people, and you clink, clink, clink.
Yeah,
clink,
and I'm
clink,
next clink, to him, clink, just clink, clink, walking.
Then Optimus Prime is drilling down the hall.
Does anybody who has perished have what we're looking for on them?
No.
Oh.
We are here on a mission to look specifically for an object. So
I don't think it would be in a warehouse. They'd have another place for it.
This is just arming. This is just where they're staging everything.
So Henny and
34 again.
So Ren, you come out
now,
and
I'm actually
you,
moving.
So you get to the double doors, and you look out, and it's almost like a very barren area. But around you are another four warehouses.
Okay.
And you see like there are guards four more warehouses.
Yeah.
And it looks like all the land has been just scorched.
Is it raining?
You do see guards moving around, and it does look like they haven't noticed you, but also they're quite some distance from the warehouse.
Got it.
Okay.
And there is what you can only guess is a encampment of guards, as like they're pup tents, like tents, and that's where they're staying. Mm. Further out beyond the tents.
How far are these tents?
About 60, 65 feet from you. No, about 120 feet, give or take.
Okay.
120 feet.
I really think fire in one building is a great distraction.
Beyond them, you can now see as like almost like a crater. Mm. And you just see, you could see.
Does it look like a natural formation in the land, or does it look like something blew the fuck up?
No, it looks like someone's been digging. As you can see, like pulley systems and carts and stuff, and this is where they're digging for the ore.
Gotcha.
Okay.
I still think we should let it burn.
And that's that. So if it's 120 feet from you, is that a camp?
I accidentally go and
beyond that, like let's say another 50 feet, you can see this large.
Oops.
What do you call it? Quarry?
Dropped a crate on
quarry. Yeah. Sure.
And then on the opposite side of the quarry, you see pens.
I get your duplicate.
You killed someone.
Pens.
I thought I was like getting your duplicate. Sorry. Pens.
Okay. Gotcha.
You see two or three pens. You know, obviously, you guys are hiding behind stuff, so you're not getting like a full view.
Full view, yeah.
All right. Can I sort of create a map of this? I have pen and paper. Can I sort of draw out where everything is?
Yeah, it'll take you some time, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she has two turns. Yeah. I'll use. You know,
make a craft check to see how fancy this is.
Well, that's not good. Crafting. 25.
All right, that's fine. Well, it's not like
a rough net.
You're not doing.
I'm gonna put like an arrow this way, 50 feet. Arrow this way, 120 feet.
Yeah, you're not Bob Rossing it right now.
No.
You're gonna use forged map from like.
Yes.
I'm gonna use basic map knowledge.
Yeah.
Like you know.
Anyone can figure this out.
I'll put a square with a W. Warehouse, 50 feet. 5-0 with an arrow.
Oh, yeah, between each warehouse is about 30, 35 feet.
Right. Yeah, I'm just going to try to sort of get the footage and what's where.
Yeah. Okay. So, Ren?
So, we hit the double doors, and now everyone's kind of looking out at the double doors.
See.
Yeah.
In the front, right where the... Right inside the warehouse, is there like a desk or some sort of thing, area where they may keep like papers or ledgers or information on like stuff that's coming in and out of the warehouse?
Yeah, you could see something like that.
I'll just start looking around there and see if
Rifling through the desk, you find a lot of like paperwork, numbers.
Check for names.
Stuff being moved. And
like approval seals, stuff like that.
Do notice like those numbers you saw on the crates have doubling numbers, and then they're checked off in certain things that are missing.
A ledger,
like a ledger. As you kind of flip through, you see names.
That's what we
want. Of guard. Of like your, well, your assumption is names, like names, just list of names. Like Bob and Sam and Dean and Will.
I guess we should punch out for these guys, eh?
Oh. And then next to each name, you see the each name, obviously it's a large area. A wax seal of the
Queen?
The Queen. Of the mark that you're looking for.
Like the brand that we're looking for. Yeah, we go.
Some of them have no, like some names have nothing, and some of them have the seal. Like you could see there was wax, and then something popped, like someone popped it off.
Is it the same? Like
they lost privileges or something.
Oh, is it the same seal that was on the letter that we picked up that was inside the book?
No, the seal you're looking for is a different seal.
It's like a brand.
Yeah, it's a brand. Sorry.
No worries.
As I finish hosing everything down and make my way back and like pass the groups of people, is there anything on the bodies? Interesting.
Two of them do have that brand on them.
Okay. Like it's
like on their shoulder. Yeah.
Okay.
Good.
Looks like a whack 90s tribal tattoo.
I stuck the ledger in my bag.
Yeah. Yep, exactly. 90s.
Well, I stuck the ledger in my bag.
Yeah. Got it.
What a horrible time for a tattooing.
Yeah, so the horrible 90s tribal, early 2000 tribal tattoo.
That's what the.
I don't know.
I don't have any, but I like it.
I like them. I like them.
It's a bunch of dwarven letters, but they don't like you'd think it's like just absolute gibberish.
It just says like L24 like
Chinese letters. Yeah. Yeah. Tattoo.
It's like it's a hamburger. It's like 59 H2L.
Yeah. Like it means honor. I'm like, no, it means hamburger.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just hot ale on it. Yeah.
It means gullible.
It just says chicken and broccoli.
Chicken and broccoli.
Nice.
Yeah, I got my favorite Chinese takeout order tattooed on my arm that way I never forget.
Nice.
That's funny.
It's not a bad deal.
Nope.
Honestly, that sounds like a great move for a foodie. You just have a running list of all your favorite foods. What are they wearing? Just regular,
like, oh, like chainmail, and then they're the typical cultist, like, vestments over the chainmail.
Okay. I'm just going to grab a couple so we have extras.
Sure. Yeah. And again, they're all different types of cultists. You do know this. Oh. Make a medicine check.
Yeah. It's not adding lots of that.
Good enough. Ooh, that's
okay,
good.
Okay, plus 4, 21.
21. They're stinky. They smell like rotten.
They were undead.
No.
Damn it. They lost their bath privileges when like they plucked the wax monster, off their neck.
No, like rotten, like rotting flesh.
Takes more damage.
Yeah.
They're mutating. Well, not mutating, more like they're
putting people sort of at the end of their days to work, and they're just sort of rotting out from like it's like when you put like dying people to do a job. Like, listen, you're gonna die anyway. Do this job, and then just go off and crawl off with your rotting flesh. Dying.
They smell. They got like that rotting smell to them.
Yeah, it's not fun.
All of them have that rotting smell.
Okay.
Were they a variety of ancestries, or they were all dwarves?
Humans, okay. Humanoids, orcs, dwarves, no elves.
Oh, okay. So a couple different things.
Okay. Yeah, hobgoblins. Throw a few hobgoblins in there. How long are you like? So you're derobing some of these bodies, taking their stuff?
Just like on my way.
Mm-hmm. You know what? I'm gonna make a roll and let's see how this works.
See what happens.
I'm gonna steal.
Yeah,
some
I'm not taking all of them, but just, one or two extra.
Yeah, let's say. What do you like? Odds even.
Even,
and a six. So as you're derobing some of the bodies, remember, like I said, medicine check. You smell that rotting stuff. As you're derobing one of the bodies, you kind of like pull, and it's the you know when you're dressing like a something smaller, its head gets stuck, and you kind of yank, and the head like whips to the side, hits the crate. Like a charred crate, and you're like, oh, stupid thing, and you finally get the robe off, and as you kind of get the robe off, the body kind of like hits the crate, leans over, and then worms start to drip out of its ears.
I back up. Guys, remember before like we fought those people, and they had like the people skin, and then there was worms inside. Yeah,
worms in these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Same thing is happening now.
So are we lighting the place on fire or not?
How did the tour become the pyromaniac?
I don't know.
Why not?
No. We done said it before. We trying to be.
Because that brings everybody here.
When it's time to set everything on fire,
yes,
we will let you know.
We will let you know.
We'll be the first one. We'll let everything.
Believe me, I enjoy the fire approach as well most times, but this is not
the time. I think, one, it's a great distraction for
them. Saren, Sortak, and Henny, perception checks.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Before you do that, Sortak.
See.
Give me a, because you specifically took the ones where you guys, you worked on the fires. That's part of your ancestry, right?
Oh, yeah, all of that, yeah.
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 So give me.
I am at home in fire.
Yeah, like with the blacksmithing and the alchemist
the ash
and the ash and stuff like that.
You know, the smell.
Yep.
He has lore fire.
Give me a survival check.
Way back when.
But you have bonus die,
d20. Ooh, advantage?
Yeah.
What is that?
Wow, terrible rolls. A 9 and a 1. So
you want to use
nine.
A hero point.
Yeah, huh?
It's up to you. You get to reroll both, though.
Ooh.
Yeah
take it.
It's worth you always it. Got, you always got that ability when you take use one. A reroll.
Hmm?
You do. You always. That was always the way well, the hero points work.
Wow. 5 and a 3. It's even worse. I'm not giving you another one. I'll take the fail.
Okay.
Plus stuff?
You tried.
I tried.
You did try. Everyone,
it wasn't meant to be. Really know.
Maybe I'm still drawing my map.
Yeah, you're drawing your map. Make perception checks.
I'm keeping the roll. I rolled it and I left it alone.
Those were terrible rolls.
That's a 40.
Okay.
34.
You still want a perception check?
Yeah, or please give me a perception check. So that's
the one you really want.
It's like, not good either.
Oh, wow.
25?
You still wash your hands.
Yeah.
Single digits.
Yeah, that's rough. 25. Usually, well, Jeff's my man. I go to him.
If he can see it and he's right next to me, he can always just tell me something's there or something's there.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's not like I'm by myself and
I know, like.
That's what I'm here for.
So, one of the fun parts about GMing for a party and
sometimes
like
a group
of people you know all the time, you know, like generally where they roll. So, if I want something bad to happen, I'm making Zach roll. If I want something like kind of like, oh, do I need like a little cliffhangery, like nail biter? I'll make Tina roll. Rolls are like usually like she's got
them wild,
that, like up and down.
Yeah. She's Keiko roll.
Yeah.
Wild.
Wild rolls. Yeah. But like usually like Jeff and Steve are my like solid rollers. So I'm like, oh, they need information. I'll make them roll and they'll roll good.
What do I do?
I roll terrible.
You're like
you're
the
chaos.
You're usually like there's no middle with you.
Even it's either with like, oh, I rolled like a 19 or I rolled four dice.
Yeah, that's bad.
You're no like yeah, you're no
high
like,
risk, high reward. Yeah.
Nice.
So like I was like, oh, I'll give him advantage. He'll definitely roll like
you
a 1 and like a 19. Nope.
Nope.
He was like 5 and a 3 and then like a 2 and a 7.
Yeah, I had a 9 and a 1 and a 5 and a 3.
Yeah.
I had nothing over 10.
God damn it.
sometimes it happens, so we don't
but
find out.
My two good rollers did roll really well. They pulled it out.
We did it.
And I'm breaking the cardinal rule of D&D. If you want someone, or Pathfinder, or GMing, if you want someone to find something, don't rely on the roll.
Yeah, just put it out there.
Yeah.
Point in case.
But my guys did see. So Ren, as you're kind of doing everything, you kind of like look over, you see Sortek kind of drawing his map, and you're like looking in the map, and you're looking over, and you're looking at the ledger. I'm like, okay, looking over, and then you get like a whiff of like metalworking smell. Henny, because you did roll a little higher, you get that metalworking smell, and then you can see like the wind just picked up the right direction. Mm-hmm. You caught your nose, and you're actually able to see kind of like coming from the encampment. You can see like. It looked like almost like lightning, like very fast, like a flash, and then
like a hammer strike.
No, not like like a hammer strike, but like more like a strobe light just turned on and off real quick.
Okay,
flash.
Okay. And I was just like, I look over there, and I go to Saren, and I was like, somebody even having a party, or there's a flash over there.
And I smell some working metal.
And I was like, I do like the quick smell. I don't smell nothing yet, but it sounds like there might be something over there. There's like, where do you smell
the king worms?
I'm assuming it's through the doorway because I'm still technically like a little bit inside.
Yeah, no, it's
I just through the doorway.
And
does his smell align with where I saw the flash?
Kind of. Yeah. It's coming from the encampment. It's 100% coming from the encampment.
his decaying body, or like on fire outfit or whatever splashed with other shit, or my shoes. What smells?
All of them.
But now, so Nell comes up after you guys are talking. So, Sir Attack, you hear Nell, and Nell's like, yo, the bodies have worms.
So, well, that's a problem. We know what that means.
And it's like, I mumbled to it. I was like, damn, we should have heard this place. But nobody hears it. I whisper it to myself. Right? Because I hate them fucking
worms. It's okay. I'm not even listening to anyone else because I'm thinking because I'm going through my powers and I was like, oh, I should have done something in the basement.
Hold on. Let me see. 11 plus 20. 31. Mm-hmm. Do, 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 do.
36.
You got it. Damn it, she heard me.
I think I might have heard you mumble, but I don't quite make out what it is.
She heard me.
No,
I wasn't. Wait, I want to see how important it is. No.
That's all that matters.
I didn't hear it.
And then I have alertness, so I have plus 2 to sense motives. Yeah.
And the ring didn't go, so you know it was true. I can't lie. That's why I said it. I was like, damn it.
Oh, right, man. Okay, cool.
So there's the encampment the to the now. Front. You said that, and there's guards, like, moving around?
Yeah, like, patrolling the encampment.
Okay, can we time it? Like, are they taking... And you said they're really far away?
Is it dark outside?
Yes.
Do you think it... All right, so question. From the route that they're taking, will it be quicker to try and pass them before they get to where we are, or to let them pass? Like, I don't know, like, what their route looks like.
Well, you would have to stay there for, like, some time.
Okay. All right, because, but, like, we do, like, are they coming towards us, or are they coming, like, towards, like, the camp?
No, they're, like, patrolling the encampment.
Got it. So just going around in a big-ass circle.
Have we noticed
it's very large, the encampment.
Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's a big-ass circle.
Yeah. Have we noticed that the guards have a standard, like, greeting or salute to each other at this point? We fought enough of them.
No, you've murdered a lot of them. You never stood and watched guards long enough to have a standing.
I think,
like,
Jared's got a point
well,
there.
We did when we were going through all the skeletons and stuff like that. There were guards walking around all the time. They didn't meet another group of guards.
Well, in the town?
Yeah.
When you were running through it?
Yeah.
You weren't watching. You were, like, maneuvering. It was more like moving.
Yeah, that's fine.
Can we watch from now?
You could if you want to. Just spend some time.
How much?
Is anyone coming towards the warehouse while you guys are looking at the... Okay.
Not yet. Atura, roll a d6.
All right, you got it. One bad rolls, give it bad rolls. 5.
All right. You guys have... So she put it out the fire, but you're going to... Like, you don't know what these guys were doing. Remember, they were moving stuff. You look... So when you get to the front, right, there are, like, boxes of crates that haven't been sealed. So you can look inside, and they have weaponry and stuff like that.
Okay, got it.
But they haven't been sealed. So your assumption is, like, there might be more people coming to, like,
do stuff
or check the warehouses. You're not sure, like, how long you have.
Okay, so then my main question right now, just on, like, their patrol route that we can see, they're going around the edge, right? So where they are and where we are, does it look like they're coming towards us? Does it look like they're going away from us? Does it look like they're going towards the camp?
Oh, so they're patrols. Some of them are, like, meandering on the line, and some of them are still stationary.
Okay, so they're stationary by the camp.
Yeah.
And we could see them, like, where they are.
Yeah.
Okay, so is there, from where we are, is there a route that we can see from, because you said there's, like, a lot of it's, like, flat.
Right? Yeah, all flat.
Is there a route from, like, either from one warehouse to another warehouse where we can get closer to the camp? Or are we just running through, like, open land, like, get there?
You might be running through open land to get there.
Got it.
So the warehouses are aligned.
Mm-hmm.
So the warehouses are... So you're the fifth warehouse in a 5 line. Right? So it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 next to each other. There's 30 feet between them. Then from you to the camp is 120 feet.
Okay.
That's dead space. There's nothing in that space.
It's across a large clearing.
Yeah. Then you could see guards are standing in that area.
Well, how many guards do we see standing in that area?
In that 120, you see about, like, 4 or 5
just standing. How many tents are there?
Oh, it's a tent. It's like a lot of tents.
Yeah.
Does
all right, like more than 10?
Yeah, you would say probably like maybe 20, 50. 25.
All right, so 25 tents. All right.
But they're like the large tents, the large...
Like pavilion tents?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, there could be 1,000 people there.
Yeah.
Okay, I can kill them all.
So you had pulled some of the robes of these things off, right? So I mean, there's a handful of us.
Yep.
We can try and sneak it in, yeah.
Where are we
sneaking? There's people moving around, right? So being quiet is not necessarily the thing that we have to worry about.
Yeah, it's just getting in and trying to get that...
But here's the thing, being quiet, but also if us walking away from a burning building, like nothing's wrong, a big ass fucking problem.
They don't see us leave the burning building, is what I was saying.
But I put on one of the cloak thingies.
I put on one that was like, we can try and sneak in, see if we can get that iron to be out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Alright, so we think
it's gotta be in one of the pavilion tents. It's not gonna be in a warehouse, right? Unless you wanna check the warehouses first. You gotta be fast about it.
What, for the brand?
Yeah.
I doubt
it. Over here. It's the only reason we're here.
I don't have like a weird like sense object for the brand since I like...
No.
My brand!
He smelled metalworking. We're going to go to where the metalworking bright flash was. We're going to put on...
If you're going to brand outfits. Somebody, it's going to be something hot, so...
We're going to put on cultist outfits and try and...
Yeah, let's do it.
You know...
Blend in. Yeah.
Would you like me to help with that?
Sure.
All right.
Sure. Whatever we gotta do.
Got it.
I will also assist because my deception is good.
Do I have to make a roll for this? A deception roll? Or is just we just doing what Zach disguising 30, us?
32 for the group disguisal.
Okay.
For cultism.
Oh, you're disguising us. Yeah. Got it.
So we don't have to roll for that?
No.
Okay. You mentioned... That's up to you.
Okay.
So that gives everyone a...
Like, what's going on here?
That gives everyone... that. So you're disguising them?
Which yeah, disguise 32.
Kit? 32? Yeah. Okay.
32 group disguisal.
Oh, that's good. 17 plus 24.
To do what?
Just really sell it.
One of the
really cultists? Sell it.
Oh, that's when you're talking to them, yeah. Oh,
okay, sure. I'm keep that then. Because I'm pretty sure that's going to be the first thing I have to do.
All right, so who are you disguising?
Do
you have the group disguise thing?
Is there a group disguise feat?
I thought there was.
I do have a disguise.
I'm just using the deceptive worship and...
Don't I just look like a cultist at this point?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, we got cultist robes
I probably
on.
Smell like one.
I'll just disguise Kit a little
deceptive
bit,
so worship.
A little bit more, since we're getting closer to these guys.
And all that like cult shit in order to disguise.
Disguise,
so if you want me to do one by one checks, I can.
No, it's a 32. Is the group one then?
Yeah, I'm just doing blanket all of us because this is like the fifth time I've done
this.
That's literally what it is.
That's what it is.
I have an exquisite disguise kit. If it gets used up by the end of this, that's fine.
Okay,
like, mustache. Like I'm just going through everyone. Like this is the fifth time I've done this shit.
Well, this will be the last time.
Yeah. Okay. I'll just delete it from my.
Oh, you have a disguise.
I had an exquisite, a elite cosmetics disguise.
Yeah.
Got it.
There you go.
So okay, I'll just delete that.
I'm gonna before we leave the warehouse. I'm gonna activate my bracelets of dashing.
Nice.
Just to in case, because I am
really
slow.
Remove the audience. Right. Thank
you. So you guys,
so now I can run the same speed.
How are you guys doing this?
So how are we doing this?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you know that from your observation.
Like
you know that
voice.
They were clearly dropping stuff off,
mm-hmm.
right? And filling the warehouse. You don't know what the patrols look like. You don't know what's going on. That's the most you have right now. You're trying to get to the center, the tent town, to
that's
the flashing light and where the smell.
Do we go all in one group or do we go in two smaller groups?
Well, you counted 15 people.
But like, are people
and
like moving as a
group? And you're a group of five,
okay.
So theoretically, you could move in a smaller group.
Yeah, we look like one of the units. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Well, they did say there were some humans, some hobgoblins, dwarves.
Yeah. We literally look like
them. Look like them. So
now we're dressed like them. So
all right.
And we smell like them now.
There we go. All
right. Moving up. You have the. You're able to kind of get to the edge,
mm-hmm.
And you can now, obviously, everything, it's those pavilion tents, so it's much bigger.
Yeah.
Everything kind of comes into focus. You do see a lot of people walking around. This is an active town.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The guards kind of look at you and just nod. And then you just walk past them.
Yep.
Do the nod.
They're not giving. They don't.
No, no, not the chin. It's down.
No, they're not worried about it.
It's not the chin up. It's chin down.
Right? Did he go chin up or chin down?
Chin to the left.
Chin right.
Hey, Bob, how's the hypertension?
Yeah. And you can. And as you get deeper in here, you now start to see more and more. It's strange. While it does look like a community, it's very much like run down.
Get it.
But it's weird. It's like active, but there's like the tents seem to be rotting away, and like holes are filling the tents. You see a lot of like decay.
Yeah, the wormy people don't care.
Yeah, like the ground is very moist and like
squishy.
Yeah, like almost like it's being like overturned.
Are the holes from the rain?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you don't know. Like it just like some of it looks rotten. Some of it looks like it's from the rain. Okay. The guards themselves are not kempt. Like some of them have like patchy beards. Some of them like, you know, just look a mess.
Everybody looks like they've been through it.
Yeah.
Got it.
Everybody in this club fucked up.
Weirdly, all of them now, all the as you kind of go through the people moving around, you still see groups of dwarves manacled together and being led around to different sections. As you get closer, you can now hear stuff moving, and it's a very active town. You have a general sense of direction where to go from the flash,
right?
And you're heading in that direction. Henny, please give me a survival check.
Survival?
Yeah.
Yes. That is I'm going to use a card.
Give it up.
Here you go.
You mean you don't want to swim speed?
No, I used that to pass because my survival is trash.
You're able to kind of follow your, like, I think it was over here.
Mm-hmm.
As you're going, you do start to smell like that acrid metal smell and then every so often you will see a flash. But it kind of covers everything. You guys are the first, like, you go to, like, move, and, like, Atura is just, like, shaking his head no. Like, the flash happens, and, like, you know, like, that knee-jerk reaction of, like, turning away.
Yeah.
Atura is, like, shaking his head no, because you see none of the other people have a reaction.
They're not flinching.
Yeah.
Got it. So it's just, like, take the flash and just keep it moving.
The flashes don't happen often, but they do happen every so often. Like, intermittently.
Is it from like a place or is it...
Yeah, like off into the distance, deeper into the town.
So it's like random flash and it's like people are just like eating it. They're just like, all right, don't flinch.
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
What is it? Like, is everyone armed and like ready to go or like weapons are off to the side? Like, what's the
general... They're wearing weapons and stuff like that, but it's not like they're not like.
Everyone's kind of at ease.
Yeah.
They're not at attention. You're just like, all right, chill.
Well, they're doing stuff. It's like when you're in a busy town or like the city. Like, things are moving. People are moving.
Okay.
As you make your way, you kind of make your way to that area and you actually come to this strange area. You see what can only be described as a cart full of dwarf bodies. And every so often, a dwarf will be led into a tent. The flash will happen, and then the body is then thrown onto the cart.
Ooh.
And then...
Well, that's not good.
Oh, the body's dead?
Yes.
Like, and they're then, not moving at all?
Yes.
Like, okay.
And then someone comes out, and you can see, as you get closer, around this tent, there are a lot more guards. And standing there and watching, you do realize this is probably where they're giving the people the seal.
Okay. Got it. So you said there's a lot more guards like around the tent.
Yeah.
Can we do like a loop around it, like kind of see what's in the tent, or is it like
it's a closed tent?
It's a closed tent.
Yeah.
This one has no holes in it.
No, it's ratty. It's ratty, right?
Yeah.
So you can kind of like peek through holes, but like you wouldn't want to get on top of the tent. Like the moment you're on top of the tent, you're definitely looking at about 50, 55 guards.
Get it.
Sortok, how long do you need to cast a teleport spell?
I think it's 10 minutes.
Yeah, yikes.
Yep.
See, I was going to say we just blow it up.
take it after the down like, and then
arson,
delete,
murder people. That's right. All I'm hearing.
He's like, when did you become all this like boom?
Well, I mean,
loud?
We need to get.
You can let me get nine and a half minutes out. Through and then it's see what the hell happens out. After that. Happen.
We need to get in, get
it
out.
It is a possibility.
Like, no, said it like.
His girlfriend blew up and now he's all obsessed with fire, so.
Damn. Psychoanalyzing.
Not my girlfriend.
That's the part you have a problem with? Yes. Not the rest of it?
not the blowing up part.
No, everything else was legit.
I lean over to that. I go,
we've
I
seen
always
so many
knew.
Things just get blown up that it doesn't even phase
no,
us anymore.
Like, listen, the city can rebuild. We just need to delete everything.
This isn't your city, it's mine.
I always knew Arturo was a fuckboy. All right?
Okay.
She ain't your girlfriend? Oh, now she ain't your girlfriend.
But it's not just getting the seal. It's there may be a ritual involved
in using
the seal.
Hold on. Question. Is your son still following us?
No. No, I put it
yeah,
like...
I would assume
too. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, once we start...
What's it called again?
It's the embodiment of self-worth, comma, the sun.
So technically I get a bonus if I'm in direct sunlight.
It's not sunlight.
But it's your son's light. Just
no, it's not S-O-N. It's S-U-N. But it's not the actual sun. He's gold. He's like dazzling gold.
Oh my God.
The rules is written.
Yeah.
What? It's just words.
That's what rules is written mean.
Man. It's not rules, though. It's just words. It's like a tarot card.
So how are we getting...
All right, so
how are we doing this? Real.
So there's like 55 guards around this thing.
Talked about this yesterday. So, I just collect shiny right. things.
So there's like 55 guards around this thing, like keeping like heavy duty watch.
What is the order of... It's like, is one person obviously the person we assume getting the brand... Is it just like a row of people just waiting to get this thing? Or is it like every once in a while, just someone will walk up to the tent? Or is it like a line of like 20, 30, 40,
no,
50
there's no
people?
Line. Like
we'll just get
it's
a just line.
Like, we
like,
have a busy fast pass.
Yeah,
we just get in.
Hop in the queue.
But really, is it a long line of people? Or is it like just like every once in a while, someone will show up, they'll wait, they'll get ushered in, and then flash of lights?
Yes.
Fun.
Do they show something to somebody to when they walk up?
No.
They just walk up to the tent and they're let in.
Yeah. Well, they say something to the guards and then the guards look
at them. Well, yeah, so they've been chosen, so they sort of say, you know, oh, they probably give a name or something. And...
Yo, what about that ledger that had names on it that didn't have the mark?
Yeah, there was a ledger that didn't have symbols. There was
who wants to be Bob?
Symbols.
Who wants to be Sid? Who wants to be Doug?
There's Bob, Sam, D. Oh, that's what
Sam,
I remember you
Bob,
said.
Sam, D.
I wrote it down. Bob, Sam, D.
Nice. Yeah, so there were some names that had seals, some names that had no seals, and then some names that looked like it had a seal, but it was removed.
Right.
Got it. So then we probably don't want the ones that removed.
Yeah, probably also don't want the ones that have them either.
Yeah, so right. We definitely want the names of people that...
Like, don't have the seal.
Yeah.
We could try it.
That's my idea right now.
So everyone memorize the name.
How many names are there?
It was a whole ledger. I don't want to say.
Names.
So we have enough
pages
to
and pages and
pass
pages of
names out.
Yeah, but you. Yeah.
How often does somebody come to the tent?
That's the what question.
Every,
I
like, maybe like hour or two.
So like, it's like a group of five people going up is weird.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, very much so.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
So only one of us needs to do this.
Like, no, four of us need to do it.
Why would we get branded?
You
here?
Need one. He's saying you one just need to get one seal.
Oh.
And get out.
Yeah, we need one person to go in, jack the thing, and leave.
Right.
But
if I'm
going to
do the teleport.
Not Zag's voice.
Like,
do you have a Thunderstone?
I got like four of them.
You still have those?
I never used them.
Jesus.
Can anyone go invisible?
I have three.
I can make anybody invisible. I can make anybody.
Can someone sneak in, grab it, and sneak out, and then we just peace?
Do you want your vanishing coin back?
The vanishing was a stealth thing, right?
Yeah. I flick it back to you. It's like a talisman that lets you go cast second level invisibility on you.
Wait, which one was it?
No, it's the talisman. I think it's when you're hit, though, right?
No, well, it's technically on initiative.
Oh.
But it's the same thing. You cast it, and then it's gone after a turn.
So, yeah, one round. So, it's one round of invisibility.
You get one round of invisibility.
They're going to run in there as fast as
possible. You're the one person that could do that.
You're the one person who has the movement and the action economy to do this.
I mean, you just speaking to my ego. Tell me more.
All right. Stealing the thing, would that count as a hostile action?
No.
Not unless he punches someone in the face.
Okay.
No, I don't see that being a hostile. If I want to be a dick, yes, it's a hostile action. Right.
I said, because I can cast invisibility, you have 10 minutes.
Provided no one's actively holding it in there right now.
I don't think the person would be holding it for an hour.
He just stands. His only job is to hold it. He just holds it just like, and waits.
There's a brand holder.
Just like sleeping for an hour.
Yeah. Just freaking out, waiting for the next person.
On a person.
Like, he gets juiced when he does it.
Himself or on a person?
Touch. Mine.
I go in if you want me to.
So here's the thing.
Yeah.
Sure, I'll take the coin back.
I'll take it back.
Can two people go in just as backup? Let's have another set of eyes in there.
I'm not as fast. The issue is I'm not
they're only second level slots.
If you want to rethink this slightly, if you want to send an extra person in there, one person uses a name, and the other person accompanies them invisible.
Ah.
Okay.
And so we don't have to burn three or four or five invisibility spells. That'd be a lot.
Well, you got the ledger full of names, and
yeah,
I'm good at snatching stuff.
How long does it take for the person to go in to come out?
You have not seen anyone come out.
Yeah, they come out
dead. The brand person?
You haven't seen anyone come out.
No, I'm assuming the dwarf bodies are sort of just like used up in order to brand the person, right? Because it's not a dwarf going in.
No.
But it's a dead dwarf getting thrown out.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the person that
you've not seen anyone come out.
No one's coming out.
We have not seen people come out of this tent.
Nope.
So we've seen people go in, but nobody come out.
Oh, do you think it's like the situation with the church back at
unless the brand teleports them.
Who's entering the tent?
I'll go in.
Not dwarfs are going in, but dead dwarfs are coming out.
Yes.
If we're gonna
somebody's getting switched.
If we're gonna scout first just to see what's up, maybe Henny invisibly should just go in.
Because then I can at least
hop in.
But what if you get
We don't know. Well, we don't know how bad it's going to be.
My whole thing is I just want to know when I'm supposed to start the teleport spell, because that takes me 10 minutes to cast. So we have to time
it. First, we got to see if this is where we can get the brand, because if we can, we got to
make it. This might not even be it. We don't even know for sure. We just think. Right?
We saw flashes.
We have to get off the boat at some point.
Yeah. So someone just sneaking in one person, or are we sending in a few people?
I think it might be safer to just do, like, Henny, just to see what's up. Just to go. He doesn't even have to take anything. But him invisible, I trust him more than any
question. Person. Shrinking potion, how small does it make you?
One size smaller, I think.
Yeah, so you go from medium to small.
So you turn to human to halfling size.
Okay. It's not reduced.
I know, I thought, like, if that was super tiny, I could make just go underneath the tarp, go back.
Like mini Mario.
I'm about to be like, yo, crunchitize me, Captain. Send me in.
All right, so I'm going to cast Invisible on Fabio, on Henny.
All right.
No, Fabio.
Fabio, we're
get out.
You go? I keep saying, I don't want to be in this world.
This is
terrible.
Before we even do that, like, you know, like, is that what we want to do?
Yes, I think that's...
Okay, if that's what we want to do, then we're in.
Are we all in agreement?
I think that's the smartest idea, just to have you be invisible. I mean, listen,
even if worse comes worse, and this isn't the place, at least you could see that it's not the place.
Yep.
You know, but
exactly.
If they are teleporting people places, just stay away from that area.
Wait, what?
Different not dwarves are entering the tent, and then dead dwarves are leaving after the flash.
The person who entered the tent, is, from what we can see, has not left.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kept happening.
But there's a flash, so maybe there's a teleportation or something.
Yes.
Yes.
Because our other option is trying to scout out the rest of this place, and this is like the main spot where we saw the flash.
After they have walked into the tent, before there is a flash,
and then a dead body comes out.
Cool. It's not immediately they go through the flash and boom.
No.
Cool. It's not an immediate thing. He'll be able to get in, see what's up, and then come out.
Okay. So time so when they open it for like the next person,
you'll just run in.
And like, you'll
make me invisible. I'll try to like sneak in with them invisible. And then,
and you can communicate with Seren.
Relay to Seren.
Okay.
Okay.
How far does the relay go?
500 feet.
Okay.
So if you need a distraction to get you out of there, say something, and then we'll just figure it out.
Pine needles?
Pineapple.
Yeah, Dakota's a secret code. Always pineapple.
It's always pineapple.
Safety code is always pineapple.
Yeah, it's spiky on the bottom and the top. That means we get to explode things.
Again, violence from you. Jesus.
Right, I'm tired of being soft.
I have a question about casting a spell, because this would be the first time that this has probably ever happened to me. Can you stop casting a spell?
Yes.
And not lose a slot?
No.
Let's say if it's 10 minutes, after 1 minute we know this isn't the place, and I break the teleport, does it cost me the slot?
I feel like it's Uber rules if it's over half.
Yeah, if it's
I mean, I don't Uber know. Rules, I, this is the first Uber time rules. I'm casting a 10-minute long spell.
I'm DM calling it Uber rules. If it's over the halfway mark, you lose the slot. If it's under, you don't.
That is fair.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
So you guys wait an hour. Yeah. You start to see another guy come up with a guard. Obviously, they come up with a guard next to them. Mm-hmm. They say something, and then you see them coming. So you see them coming.
So I'm walking like I'm doing like walking right behind him. Yeah. Stealth.
Can I understand what they're saying?
Or at least I can hear, right? If I'm like right behind them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically, one guard's like name, and then the other guard's like
Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah, Billy Bob.
Sure.
And then the other guard kind of like stops, and then he nods. And then they open up the gate, the flap. The guy goes in. Mm-hmm. You go in.
I go in.
You're still invisible.
Still invisible.
Guy goes in.
You got 10 minutes of invisibility.
Yes, you got 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
There's a long
All time. You see on the floor is a magic circle. The guy steps on it. He says some basically a magical word.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like that like ionized feeling in the air, mm-hmm. and then he disappears, and then the dwarf appears on the circle. Mm-hmm. And then they come over, they pick up the dwarf, push the dwarf out.
Got it. So there's like, I'm assuming that's like a teleportation room or something on the floor?
Yeah, it's a large circle.
All right. Big ass circle with runes on it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's probably got a teleportation circle.
Another assuming that's a spell in this game. In the tank?
No, they wait till the flash happens. The flash is the switch.
So who's in the tent?
No, well, Henny is right now.
Yeah. Okay.
No, it's only the one person.
There's nobody else in the
tent. No one else is in the tent.
Okay. Can you fuck up that rune? Tent, rune circle, dudes outside.
Yeah.
Got Are you able to fuck up that rune circle?
And then basically he says,
Yasqueen?
Yeah. Kara.
Ya, Kira?
No, it's just Ya, yeah. Carry. C, so it's L-L-A-C-E-R.
L-L-A-C-E-R.
C-E-R?
C-E-R.
Is it Ya? Oh!
Last year.
The L-L
Recall!
Is... Got it. Recall backwards?
Yep.
Got it.
Sorry. It's not that loudly. So I solved the puzzle.
So there's no branding here.
Basically. Not here. Not that you see.
Okay.
No lacquer. Got it.
Lacquer.
And you said there's like a bunch of guards outside.
Like you count about 50, 55.
Jesus.
I would really try to fuck up that rune circle. Just scratch.
So you're essentially in there by yourself.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That way the next time someone goes in, it doesn't work.
And nobody can talk to you.
Yeah. Well, he could talk to...
I'm gonna go for the other corner of the room, of the little tent, mm-hmm. and whisper,
yo, so Ren, now listen up, the people come in, they seem to be on some like magic circle on the floor, and then they say, sir?
Yeah, y'all sir.
Sir. They all say y'all sir, and then they disappear, and then a dwarf body pops up.
Oh, all right, I've received. I don't know what else. But I have to confer with the group first.
Whatever cart, mm-hmm. do they look like? Are they like still like in shackles or something like that? Like maybe they were blown up?
No, they're completely emaciated. Like
all the liquids are taken out.
Like all the liquids are taken out.
Insanguinated.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, not oh, like the when the worms were eating people and the bodies. No, were this drained,
like
or?
like if someone sucked out all the juices.
It's like Tank Girl.
Yeah.
Oh. That was rough.
That was rough.
Mm.
Love that movie.
Okay, so I still got a little bit of time left.
So I confer with everyone and I talk with you. It said that he said there was no one in there. Big circle on the ground. And they say lacquer.
Arcana check. Hey! Slow roll onto a good number.
And then obviously there's a switch.
40. Arcana. To sort of recognize what that could possibly be.
It's a teleportation symbol. They're being sent somewhere, and something's being sent that way.
Right.
So it's a two-way portal.
Right. And it kills whatever comes this way.
Well, I think it's just they have a collection of bodies that they're trying to get rid of.
Yeah.
Something has to come back if something goes...
I don't think that's necessary through. I just think they have an excess amount of bodies that's becoming a problem. So the problem is get it out of the room, wherever it is.
It's in
a castle, it's in a room, whatever it is.
Right.
It's just like, now we have too many bodies and we don't want to have 30 dudes just hauling bodies. We just use magic.
Mm. Yeah, makes sense.
I'm trying to think how we can get... If we're going to use this teleportation sphere, how we're
did all... you... at some point, we can communicate again.
Yeah.
I don't know how often this happens.
It's like every time I respond, so it's like I said that to you, you can respond back.
Yeah.
Or I'll just like, opening comms.
Gotcha. So I ask you, I said, Sortek knows what it is. Did you see the person that came in? Did they have a symbol, a mark?
Looking like I didn't see a symbol mark on their arm. Or on their butt. Or like, I didn't see it. No. I didn't see one.
All right. So, I mean... That would be the first thing. Is like, is this the right path, right? So, he didn't see a mark on the person walking in and teleporting away. So, there's no way of knowing where this guy takes us.
Right.
The brand could be somewhere in the camp still.
The brand could be where this thing takes you to, and then you get branded there, but I don't know.
We also don't know. You might show up in the middle of a room with a shit ton of people, too.
Open up the comms. So we can do one more looky-loo around this camp and see if we find anything.
I think that's a good idea.
He's running out of...
Otherwise, this will be like the main way to go forward.
Yeah.
We just, if we go through the teleportation circle, we have no idea where we're going and who we're going to meet.
Can we all go at once? That's a question that you might have to see it to tell me that, but if we all said the same word at the same time, or do we all have to go one at a time, which is going to be weird because it's going to alert them.
Can I make a separate arcana check for that, or you want to just go with
the whoever says the word probably goes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just going one at a time.
Right.
But my point is if the flash happens in five times in rapid succession, everyone's going to be...
My knowledge of the teleportation circle is, I guess, anybody who activates it would go.
Yeah.
If they're standing.
Yeah.
So as we just span it out in an hour... That's gonna be rough.
Because you can't be invisible.
Can you?
That's the problem.
Can you tell Henny just get back here? That way we can.
Well, just don't be in the tent when you turn back visible, because then everyone's gonna see you come out.
Yeah.
So I mean, like I said, it's a 10-minute thing. So I mean, it's in game time. Depending on how we play it, could be an actual long period of time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or it could just be like 10 minutes goes by and you don't see anything else. But that's it.
Guess what? You're visible. Shit.
Yeah, well, yeah. Earthquake!
So,
fire.
What are we doing? Are we going in? Are we all just saying the word and going? And put everyone on alert? Or are we going to try to span this out? But this is a long time to be visible.
Spanning out probably ain't going to work, but it's like 55 of them. That's a big...
Whoever goes first is going to be by themselves for a while. And we have no idea who this goes.
And that means they also could use the word and follow
us.
Well,
I mean, that is also true.
I mean, we risk it. We have to do it. We'll have to do something.
Well, it's either go for this or just explore more.
I think it would be a good idea to make one more lap of the place just to make sure that this is the way that we have to go. Because we're making a lot of assumptions if this is what
the people walking in, do they look kind of happy to be walking in there? Like, do they walk up and be like...
Does anyone really look happy in this city?
No. Everybody looks upset.
Like, what's upset? Like, the people walking up, they're
being like
oh, no, they're not being forced.
Promotion!
Right? Or like, oh, I'm Bob, it's my turn, yeah, everything's gonna be great for me, or... And they walk in and be like,
shit.
And then they, like, walk in and just be like...
Principal's honest.
Sand and stuff.
Okay. So they're not being forced in.
I know, it's so tempting to just throw caution to the wind and just... Try to barrel in there and go.
I'm saying
That's why I was saying, like, a distraction.
How close is this tent to, like, the outskirts of the whole encampment?
It's on the inside. It's right in the middle? It's in the center, more or less. It's
dead center of the thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Usually the middle where shit happens, right? That's where all the double stuffed cream is.
That's definitely where it is.
All in the center.
100% right. Where it is.
If we did a lap of the place, double checked, and then that first warehouse that we busted in, lit it on fire, and then ran over here to, while they're distracted figuring out the fire situation.
All right.
Well, jumping through the portal, that could work.
The 55 guards that are here around this tent are not going to give a shit if a warehouse is on fire. That's my estimation. They're here to guard this thing.
Some people,
because none of them have moved from this place, right? No. They're all still there. They look more attentive than everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not leaving.
They actually, having spent so much time with them, you do realize they don't. They're not discolored. Like, the people you keep finding have, like, weird...
They're
healthy
people.
They're healthy.
Yeah.
They don't look haggard.
Yeah.
So they look like they'd be a problem.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's not
they're
even...
getting their grilled cheese sandwiches.
They are.
Yeah.
Right. So... Or they might not be worm infested.
Hmm. How do you get out of the tent?
Well, we're going in. We got to make a decision.
No, we need to make sure that this is the way to go.
The only way of going, knowing that, is to go through the portal.
No, the only way of doing that is to make sure that the whole place doesn't actually have one of those brands anywhere else. What if they have a duplicate one just sitting around? What if
100% could be something?
We could do one check.
All right,
we don't see shit, we bust our way through here.
Okay, because
all right.
Because all right, four of us going in, even though Henny's already in there, is already gonna cause suspicion anyway.
Henny, please make a stealth check to get back to the party.
I'm going to make a diversion first so they can. One of them can try to open the flap to see what's inside. So from the inside of the tent, I'm going to, like... They're, like, posted, like, outside, right?
Yeah.
So I'm just going to pull the tent and do, like mm-hmm. that. To make it look like either, like, wind or, like, something's, like...
Caught.
Doing something from the inside. I have, like, somebody, like, pay attention. Like, what's going on in there?
Does somebody come in to remove the dwarf body?
They are, yes.
Open it up so then I can just go out.
Okay.
At 14 plus 24.
That's 38.
Okay.
Does it happen?
Yeah,
I'm waiting on you.
So
balls in your court, man.
So you rolled a 38. What happens?
Yeah, so at 38, basically what everyone outside see is the guards really are just still standing around. Yeah. You wouldn't know what side you're doing it on the opposite side.
I'm doing it on like whatever side I'm on,
mm-hmm.
I'm doing it there. So, like, just trying to get, like, attention to have somebody open up the tent.
Okay.
For them to look in, so then I can look out. Because if I just open it and walk out, mm-hmm. even if I'm invisible, I'm pretty sure that would,
That's going to set off some kind of a...
Set off attention.
Okay. So someone comes to the entrance mm-hmm. to look in.
Freak everybody out, grab the
door. So they open the thing, they, like, look in?
Nice. Yeah, they're standing in the doorway. They open it and look in.
We can bring
so, like, as they're about to close, I want to try and, like, sneak out.
Okay, make a acrobatics check. Athletics check. Because you're kind of moving. You have
that would
to,
be
like,
acrobatics. If I'm moving around them, I'm trying to, like,
that's just, like, tumble through.
That'd be kind of
tumble through.
Yeah, that would be a tumble through.
Which would be acrobatics.
Are you
He's trying to go around somebody.
Yeah.
Like, you have to remember, athletics is, like, jumping, swimming, climbing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're trying to jump over them, then that's trying to be, like, go through his legs or kind of slide around his square to get real close to him.
35.
Yep, 24 plus 11.
Okay. You get through his legs, but no one else knows.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
I do a little slide. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to like walk back to where they were.
Okay.
We'll try to sort of, you know how like you just kind of like stand around somebody?
Mm-hmm.
Just to sort of like, so when he just magically reappears, it's not just like, hey, guards, look, I just magically reappeared. You know what I mean? You know, to sort of, you know, like, oh, you know, mm-hmm. hustle and bustle, moving here, moving there. And then it's just like, oh, no. There's five of us. Oh, there was always five of them. Yeah.
So just walking up, like, yo.
Like, inconspicuously.
Sword Attack, make a will save.
Ooh, let's see what happens. 14 plus something. 32. My will's not that good.
Oh, interesting.
I don't have an 18.
You feel like someone's tugging on your mind.
Ooh. Ooh. All right. How do I shut that off?
Like, you feel someone's, like, tapping you? Like, it feels like someone's tapping your shoulder, but, like, ghostly.
Okay.
There's really no way to say it.
You know what? I'm going to welcome it.
Okay.
And just kind of, like, I'll heed it.
Yes. So you hear the voice of Lily.
Nice.
In your head. And she alerts you. She tells you that she received a message, a broken message. Basically, what she was able to pick up from what was left of the message, there was a counteroffensive by Nell's your army, and they've hit a wall, like a force, like a magic wall, like they can't get in, but they pushed the guards outside back beyond the wall.
Okay.
And they're holding it.
Okay, cool.
Do you know where I am?
No clue. So it's like she's sending, she's messaging to you.
Right.
And she's telling you that, like, they're able to, they're waiting on Nell. Like, they're ready to rush the city.
Okay.
They were reinforced by Kenebris.
Okay.
Is this an open communication? Like, we all see you kind of zone out a little bit.
No, it's not a back. Yeah. It's like you could think things that she can answer, but it's not really good.
Right. Like, I'm pretty much receiving more of what she's saying, and I'm not really kind of getting through.
Yeah. You're getting that static that she was talking about.
Right. I'm going to sort of just kind of like, just like move us a little bit away from kind of where the guards are paying attention, you know, just to make, we're just doing stuff.
We'll walk away.
You know,
just blah, blah,
blah. And I will communicate this to Nell and to everybody else.
Yeah.
Like, your resistance is holding them off. They're waiting for you. I just don't know where.
That would be helpful to know. Okay.
All right. Can I use, like, a memory recall to know if there was, like, a place where there might have been a wall that, like, we have passed that somebody may have been forced in and out of?
No, it's magic. It's the dome. Remember they're coming from the palace?
They got pushed back beyond the dome, get the brand, turn the thing off, and they'll be able to invade the city.
Because they were able to put, remember there was a secondary army
that was
guarding the entrance, and that's why you guys came through the tunnels.
Right.
Her army met them and was doing basically like Minuteman stuff, like attacking, like attack and retreat, attack,
these
guerrilla warfare.
These people coming in and getting zapped off in the teleportation, were they armed, wearing armor?
Yep.
They're being sent to the front. That's my guess. If I'm wrong, we're all toast. Or in the astral plane. Mm. Or wherever. But if I'm right, you go to the right spot.
Can more than one person go through at a time?
If it's a teleportation circle, anyone who's in the circle can go.
And Fabio has the word.
That's what a 40 arcana check gets you.
Yeah.
Okay. Question.
So... I don't have much information. It was Lily.
Okay.
She got a message from the front.
We just talked about going underneath. How much can I move the ground with my dagger?
You could do a pass.
Can I create an underground tunnel so we can pop up underneath the tent?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe a secret tunnel.
Hold on.
She could did the thing Jeff was doing.
So I was going to say, we could do a secret tunnel.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a lot better of a night. Archer is behind
that. That's
why
I was asking if it was towards the edge, because that would be a much shorter tunnel, but...
We go into another tent and then have a tunnel go up and down. And
You start to see clouds.
That is not a bad idea.
So either way, we got to get into a tent.
If we're doing this, we got to do it fast.
Wait. So are we going... Are we going to go to the front? Like, I thought we were here to...
We don't know where it goes.
We have no
idea
where it goes. There's nothing that indicates where it goes.
Okay,
we gotta go somewhere.
Okay. Right. We're not checking
everywhere.
My
people are dying
here
on the other end of this portal, either way.
Yes.
So, all right. You said that. How
they're
much?
Dying
so you see
everywhere
that?
Now.
Oh.
I'm sorry if my people dying is getting boring for you.
That's not it. I'm just saying, it's like.
Definitely not enough burning.
We need to
buildings.
Focus in on the task at what we're trying to do.
Oh, mon Dieu.
If we're gonna save anyone.
All right. So, you said the clouds are forming, right? So how much time do you think we have before, like, we're going to probably need cover?
15, 20 minutes.
Okay.
Give or take.
How big is this camp?
Big.
Big?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can we find a spot where no one's really looking?
That first warehouse?
He's not wrong. He's 100% not wrong.
Just saying, like...
Are you looking for a tent?
Yeah.
Most of the tents are occupied with people.
Well, are there any unoccupied tents that we can see?
Or is it occupied by one person?
Well, here's the thing.
How does the tunneling function?
I haven't really created a big tunnel with this thing before,
My point is, can you fill up a hole?
Probably.
So it doesn't matter. You can start digging a tunnel in the middle of nowhere. It's dark. And then seal up the back end.
Yep.
And then we just progress
forward.
We just
need no one to see us as we start to go in.
We have no idea where we're going. We'll have to try to keep us straight.
Can I do the little map projection thingy with the dagger? I don't want to, like, OP
No, that will show. Well, yeah. Yeah, that's,
okay.
It's a little... yeah.
Well, here's the hood is a little bright.
Well, the one thing in our favor is we came from the warehouse. So if we go back, they're probably just saying, oh, they're just going back to the warehouse.
But I'm still trying to dig 100 and something feet. From a warehouse all the way out into
that's a bigger tunnel
and a bigger margin for error.
You have minutes.
I will say the warehouse is all connected. They're all like there's 30 feet in between them, but they're all in the line.
But they're not.
There's probably other people though, and other.
Yes, but what I'm saying is, if we're gonna check everywhere just to make sure, if we run back to the first warehouse, go to the furthest wall closest to the next warehouse, dig a tunnel underneath. We could just pop in and out of each warehouse.
Yeah, Bugs Bunny style.
Yeah.
Why are we going to the warehouses?
We need to get out of the way. You don't need that. Whatever.
Yeah, again, I'm not saying spend hours down here.
Majority rules. Whatever we want to do.
I just need a space where I can make the tunnel. We can go in before we cover it up.
If majority rules.
If there's a place where we can just quickly make the tunnel so we can go in and then cover it up, then good. But if it is crowded everywhere. Then we can go back.
We split.
What are we? Are we trying to go to the portal, or are we trying to look for the brand?
We don't know where the brand is.
Yes.
All right.
But we didn't look everywhere here.
Word. So if we wanted to do at least a quick check around here, while we got, how long does the rain last? Like an hour, you said?
Two hours.
No. We have 15 minutes.
We have 2 hours of rain.
Yes. Okay. Oh, yeah.
This is what I'm going to say. We can try and find a tent that's empty, that's close to where the teleportation tent is, and see if you can dig a hole from there. Give me 5 minutes to try and run around this camp and see if I can find, like, if I see anyone getting branded, if I smell any skin burning, and I come right back to you.
All right. The second it starts pouring, we got to make a decision either way.
Because that's the only thing I can figure. I can run fast, or I can move quickly sneak between people.
Right.
While we try and find, like, at least one tent. Mm-hmm. Like that's doesn't have
or an area behind a tent that doesn't have a lot of eyes on it.
I think you're underestimating how large this area is, right? So it was 120 feet from you, but this is like take Steve's block, like that's how big this area is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very large area. So if you're like, I'm gonna just run around, you're gonna be. I'm going to be very honest with you. You're going to be noticed because no one's running.
Got it.
So if you're just trucking it like the Flash, they're going to be like, that dude's doing something wrong.
Okay. Got it. All right. We'll go for the teleportation, sir.
Okay.
All right. We'll find a spot where it's quiet or at least. Do we see any place like that's a tent that doesn't have like a lot of people or doesn't have any people? You see any like empty tents?
You could look into like a few tents.
Yeah, we'll look into it for a few tents that are nearby.
Okay. You go like at this point because it's gonna rain. Mm-hmm. People are shuffling into tents.
Okay.
So a lot of them will have people inside
already.
Mm-hmm. Already, because it's gonna rain.
Yeah.
So they're getting out of the rain.
Maybe not.
Which one has the least number of? Do we find one like two people in it?
You find one that has like 6 or 7 people in it.
Not two.
Well, you have to understand, this is a large tent.
These are big pavilion tents.
Yeah.
Big
pavilion tents. You're not going
to find. This is not like a little, like...
So I look at it like tent. That. The smallest number of one had 6 people in it.
Yeah, 6. Yeah. Right?
I look at everybody, like, real quick. Mark, the one that has 6, like, you could just kill them.
Wait, if everyone's in the tent, are people still outside?
Yeah, but they're trickling in.
Can we just wait for everybody to go in the tents and then just do it?
Sure.
How fast is your tunneling?
Mm.
Is it Bugs Bunny speed?
Mm.
We'll find out, I guess.
We've never used it for this
purpose. I haven't used it for this purpose, and it hasn't been my dagger before, so we'll find out.
All right, so I guess we'll go in the tent with the least number of people in it. Right?
I'm just following you guys at this point.
We're going to go into a tent with the least number of people in it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I guess that's where everybody's waiting out the rain, right?
I gave my 2 cents on what I think we should do. That's it.
So now, like, all right, we're hanging out here. There's like 6 people. Like, what are they doing?
A few there. So it's in the tent you chose, right?
Mm-hmm.
There are like benches and stuff, and the cultists are more or less like sitting down mm-hmm. on the benches, and few of them you could see are disgruntled.
Mm-hmm.
Like they're not coherent. Some of them are just standing and waiting, like at the front of the tent, like, you know, like just standing and waiting for the rain to end.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are just sitting around on the floor. A few of them have started to, like, when they go in the tent, they start to like cover their legs in dirt.
Mm.
Cover their legs in dirt?
Yes. Like a little kid, like digging a hole and starts to like trying to
put their legs in. Okay.
So you don't get like the splash and stuff.
And I was like, and I point at the ones that are covering themselves, just like, cover ourselves with dirt, kind of make it look like. So, I kind of got a weird idea. I don't know if this is going to work at all. I look at Nell,
mm-hmm.
and I pull out like a big bed tarp in like a corner, like one of the.
I was thinking the same
bed rolls, right? Try and cover it up
mm-hmm.
to like maneuver like you're getting in the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
move away. Yep. And so, underneath the tarp, like I'm coloring underneath the blanket, and then I'm going to start working on the little tunnel.
Sure,
and if we all just go underneath the tarp and underneath the hole,
like, and we all just look like we covered ourselves with dirt.
Yeah,
okay. And it's like, me too, brother, me too. And I literally, I start doing that, just me too.
Yep, just getting covered in the dirt and keep burrowing and keep. Burrowing.
I will play along.
Must be good dirt.
Such good dirt.
I'm like best dirt ever. I'm like, no.
Mud pie.
Really trying to play up how we like this dirt.
All right,
so I have Rock Runner too. I don't know if that means shit, but you know.
So Tina.
Yep.
You're holding your
underneath the tarp.
And then so underneath the tarp, and she activates it.
Uh-huh.
And she drops a 10-foot wide by 10-foot tall hole in the ground. Just a
Yeah.
And everyone just sinks in real quick.
Okay.
And then she stands up, and then you like look ahead, and you're able to create a 60-foot long section of terrain mm-hmm. that like hollows out.
Oh shit.
Okay. Can you
close up the other hole?
You want to? So she just raises the 10-foot thing up.
Yeah.
And you hear voices now above you. They're yelling. They're like, what? Like,
well, you gotta go now.
Gotta move it down.
Well, now we're fuck happened.
Go. Here we go.
Went under a tarp, and if they lift that tarp up, it's just dirt.
It's dirt.
She's able to
look at the crazy.
Safe passage in dirt.
We're good.
Yeah, they're good. This works.
All right. So you have like a direction?
Yeah.
All right. So you're going. And then
chaos.
It's like, good dirt. Ooh.
Yeah, you drop 10
feet down.
Well, now we know it's instant. It's not a slowed.
Nope. Safe passage.
Damn.
Yeah, it's like a move earth kind of thing where you just move chunks of earth.
Drops you guys 10 feet down.
It was delete earth.
She's like Minecraft. She just click
right.
And made it disappear.
And I've got the dark vision and all that stuff to navigate.
So you're able to push it. And then you kind of like elevate yourselves up. Like she clears the passage, and then you guys go up.
From when you were in there, is it like dead center in the tent, or is it like slightly off
from
to the side?
Door, it's like walk in.
Okay.
And it's like dead center.
Dead center, yeah.
Okay, because I don't want to pop up in the portal, in the thing.
Oh. So now.
Because I don't know
if she drops it down onto you guys.
She
drops the.
The symbol.
Okay.
That's good.
She just dropped the bottom of the tent down from underneath you guys.
That's even better. It'll muffle the light.
Mm-hmm.
That's even better.
All right. So what do we got to do?
How this shit works. We're just like, all right, you're going to come down to me now.
Yeah.
I mean, it was... by staff, but not telescope, just like in my hand.
But now you hear yelling. There's stuff going on above you. Like, you clearly know stuff.
Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, sir. Right?
Hold hands. You guys hold hands. Yeah. Does the flash, and you reappear in a what could only be disguised as like a charnel house, which is there's lots of dead bodies all around you.
Mm-hmm.
It's also hot, humid, and you see it. Like, at first, you think you went to hell. Like, that's the only way to describe it.
Again.
Like, there are torches and everything.
I feel
everything.
Right at home.
You look around, and you see, just dead dwarves, just piled high.
Yeah.
All of them have been exsanguinated.
Yeah.
You move in, you get behind some of the bodies, obviously, and you see further down into this room, there is what looks like a bed. And you see like these tubes above it, all leading to this like stone sphere, like it's circular.
Okay.
And the tubes have blood in them, like, or red liquid.
Yeah.
It's not healing potion.
Right.
It's not Gatorade.
Are you sure?
It's Gatorade.
Yeah. And the symbol, and you can see a lever, and this is obviously you lay down, they would drop it onto you, they brand you. And that looks like the symbol you need.
Do we see people?
Nope.
There's no people.
Nope.
There's no other creature, just dead bodies.
Lots of dead bodies.
All right.
Can we break this teleportation thing so no one else comes in after us?
I just start scratching up the runes. Like, wouldn't that do it?
I'm assuming you might want to make an arcana check.
Please and thank you.
Because that's going to be the next thing, is that more people are going to start showing up.
That doesn't even roll. Yeah. I hate when that happens.
You want to give me a hero point?
Yeah.
Yeah. Right,
while he's doing that, I want to see if there's any living creatures or any like.
So I'll make around. It a pass, I guess. Just
sure. Yeah. You realize that like you would have to, Jeff. You would have to like kind of like change the markings.
Okay.
On the thing to like basically confuse the navigation.
Right.
Like they won't teleport here.
Right.
They'll teleport somewhere else.
Mm. Okay, that's fun.
That's good, because anyone else at the camp knows that like they're not going the right spot.
Exactly.
So that's I'm going to do.
All right. So that will take you about 5 minutes. Someone still has to get the thing off.
Okay.
There are doors near the the branding station.
Is there like there's debris anywhere in this room?
There are bodies.
I start dragging bodies over to the doors. Just start stacking them. They're already dead. We can't do anything for them. I just start stacking them in front of the doors.
Take the thing apart with my thieves' tools and...
I'll help.
Oh, you're trying to get the branding off?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You need, what is it called? Either blacksmithing tools or the repair kit.
I have a repair kit.
There you go.
Now
is
you
there
just
something I can do to help Sortok to speed up his...
You have Arcana?
No.
Probably not.
Okay.
Yeah, I would assume.
I would help
with the other door.
Blocking the doors.
Okay.
Blocking the door is not a terrible. Right.
Yeah. Can I help her? Like,
do you have crafting?
I don't have crafting.
I do.
Crafting.
Okay. Yeah, I'm trained in crafting and I have a repair kit.
Hold on. Right. There you go.
Find it. Where are you? There we go.
I also have magical crafting.
That would work.
I also have. I'm a master. Craftsman as well. That's my second best skill other than Arcana.
What are you?
I am making these things.
For crafting?
Yeah.
I am trained.
Do we need to
swap roles
to people?
Like,
what's going on here?
Since I have such good crafting and magical crafting, can I sort of like choose where I send these people to teleport to?
Make a check.
Just to see.
Yes.
Because I'll just teleport them to like 90 feet in the air.
I don't...
And let them fall.
Sure. Or the lava pit.
Or something.
They get stuck in the lava.
Over a volcano.
Yeah, no.
Was this Oregon Trail?
Nat 20!
That's what you needed.
After shit rolls all night.
That's a 44 arcana check.
So, teleport
into just lava.
Yeah. So, just you could send
right into the middle of lava.
Into the middle of the volcano.
No, that's the middle of the volcano.
That's covered all. Yep. Yeah.
Like, they just materialized into just lava already. Yes.
The floor is lava.
Your atmosphere is hot lava.
He did the labyrinth thing where all he did is to put.
I knew I was going to get a good roll sooner or later.
90 degrees, dropped it back down, and it's like, done.
Yep.
Actually, because you think that's why you speed it up, so it'll only take you a minute.
Woo! Excellent.
Now, with that being said, Seren, do you have crafting?
No.
All right. Well, now it's you or you.
I'm helping him pile up.
Yeah.
And I don't get, kind I don't of get
disabling
me.
The device if we're taking it apart?
No, it's like
you don't want to disable it. You want to use it.
Oh, it's okay. Engineering.
And I don't get anything extra for the repair kit, right?
It gives you a +2 or +1. I think.
All right. If you have like the next level repair kit,
you can wait
kit,
till he's done.
Like the superior. Oh, okay. let me
it's only going to take me a minute to
repair kit. Isn't it?
It's basically just like you know, like it's almost like somebody put like letter blocks in a circle, and I just mix them up to where I want them to go.
Yep.
Instead of saying teleport here, it says teleport lava.
Teleport lava.
I just change the dot, change the things on.
So there's actually a flash as soon as you finish.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you just get a charred arm.
Oh,
nice! That's cool. You know, it's like that lady in St. Petersburg that like spontaneously combusted in the chair, and like, all that was left was like a foot in a shoe, but the rest of the place didn't burn down. Pretty cool.
What'd you get?
14 and 14 is 28.
28. You start to unhook it, and there is a small like click sound, and one of the hoses of liquid, red liquid, starts to spray. All over it, like you unhooked it by accident.
Oops.
But you're still working on it. You have one success.
Oh, okay. Cool.
I guess after my time is up, can I assist her?
Please help.
I am master craft. Master at magical crafting.
I'll go help with the doors.
Yes. Just bodies. You actually now start to hear banging on the doors.
Good.
That's great.
30?
Yeah.
Are they saying anything or just bang?
You can hear people trying to get in. You hear muffled voices of like, get in. Like,
30 to assist.
I'm sort of jamming pittons under these doors.
32?
Yeah, to assist.
All right, yeah, I got a +2.
Sweet. I'm gonna use my hair apart.
That's probably a good idea.
There we go. Well, success.
That's a good idea. So,
okay, you need one more success.
Okay. Cool.
Can I still? I don't know how often I can assist. Yeah.
Is there anything we could do to him?
Yeah, like, so at first, you hear boom, 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 and then all of a sudden, there's like a boom, and like one of the bodies falls off.
It's 35.
And then like boom, and your door starts to crack.
35.
You can see like stuff
is coming in.
They're trying to get in.
Do you also
how many doors are there?
A guidance.
Two. How close are they together?
I'll take a guidance.
Nailed it.
They're like this. So like, let's say there's a 10-foot gap between the two.
+2. That may not be bad.
+1.
+1?
Yeah. Why +1?
Well, is guidance the same?
But he's assisting too.
Is and that you're the assisting.
Same, I rolled a 35.
Yeah, so that's +2,
guidance,
plus
so
one.
Is plus +1, right?
Yeah.
So plus three.
I think it's different.
12 plus 14, 26.
That's a fail.
Ooh.
Yep.
All right.
You try again?
I'm bracing my shoulder against
the three or three. It's three pass, three fail. Right.
Yeah.
I brace my body against Tenny's door because as I see he's starting to crack a little bit more.
Do other people coming in or no?
Not yet.
Do I see any heads or anything coming through?
31.
Okay.
There we go.
Right. 14, 14.
Just cut that finger off and he's like,
I'm going to do something nasty. Right? I'm letting you do everything first, though.
I rolled a 31 to assist, I guess, on the crack.
+2. Again.
Okay, so 28, 30.
All right, that's a success. So you're able to finally like unhook it and pull it off. And again, it's large and it's hot. You have that thing, but like it's hot. You can feel like it's hot. Like it's.
I just have one. You said the doors are 10. Like, are they on opposite walls? Are they on the same wall?
Same wall.
Don't
feel apart.
No. Get the teleport going.
You gotta get the teleport, or you teleport out. Like you could teleport. You could use the teleport, or you can teleport out. You gotta rechange the thing.
No, well, I'm gonna use my own teleport to get out.
We got 10 minutes.
I don't know if you guys got 10 minutes.
We might.
All right. Well, here's the thing.
Can you use this teleport spell in conjunction with the teleport circle and rewrite it to send us back to where we came? Need to go.
You want
to
try that?
Will it be faster?
Is it?
It definitely would be faster.
Okay. All right. Well, that's one option. I could also
this is sliders. We're gonna get into an alternate dimension.
I can also put a giant wall of stone to cover those two doors. But if you all right, so. I have to sort of. I guess I got to make another Arcana check, right?
Yeah.
To sort of how rearrange close are it to. They
together? I can at least like.
A 10
yeah, but then the whole thing is, everyone else that goes through there is going to teleport to where we are.
No. You're using so right? Fabio. What Fabio's saying is basically, you're taking the engine from like a Mustang,
right.
And you're putting it in the DeLorean. And you're like, I'm going to make this work.
You're putting into a Pinto
at
this point.
You're putting a Mustang engine in a Pinto, and you're like...
I hope it doesn't explode.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see what I roll for an Arcana check. Not terrible. 35.
Okay.
34. My guys are start chopping 34. Hands off at this point.
Yeah, you guys are like so, just whipping like there, like people.
You said you wanted to do something. To
so I got a 34. Is that high enough to sort of do what we need to do?
Yes.
All right. And then at that point, I will just, I guess, start casting the teleport spell and whatever y'all need to do in the meantime.
So what we did is basically just disconnected it from the thing.
Yeah.
Okay. But as you said, it's like it's not a thing. It's a thing.
All right. So where am I teleporting us to? Back to the library?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, fair. That's what we did say initially.
We can teleport us into, like, the market so it's not, like...
We have to carry this giant thing with us.
Yeah, it's a big ass.
It's huge.
It's like a manhole cover.
Yeah, no. It's we got to go
does
right back
to the bag of holding?
Immediately to
no,
the library.
No, it's way too big.
So I'm casting teleport and having this thing rearrange us and send us to the library.
Okay.
And then I'm basically just sort of sabotaging it after we clear.
Okay. So roll a D6.
One. Of course.
So good.
Yes.
That's actually amazing for you guys.
Let's go. Okay.
That also could be very bad.
Let's go.
All right.
Well, we'll find out in
so
a second.
So I need a check. Henny, Atura, and Seren.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to make flat checks.
Okay.
Have to be the 10.
Okay.
11 or better.
Or your 15. Door collapses.
I got 16.
Yes.
I got 16.
Good.
You also got 15.
16.
Yes!
The guys are able to hold the door while he turned around.
I actually like JoJo, quick JoJo pose, get other me up, and it's helping Seren like 10 feet back.
I want you to know what I'm doing. I'm using the serrated that I put on my card, it's on my bandolier, but it's working for my cards. All my cards start spinning like saws. I start lopping
hands. I was just going ham.
He's got
murder fidget spinners.
Yeah, I am lopping hands off. Anybody looks in?
You're just hodoring everything.
So every time you're like cutting a hand off Seren, you're doing the same thing, just like stabbing into the thing.
Yeah. There's so many body parts.
Every time and me just cut, stabbing with the glass
every time you're
dagger.
Cutting into the flesh.
Yeah.
Worms.
Worms. Igniting the Christ well. Burning.
So you're able to hold the door. Sortek, you do the thing.
Yep, do the thing.
It actually only took you one turn.
Yes!
So I wanted to roll one that time.
Every time, like if you had roll a six, you guys would have made that
hold
check.
Hold the door every six. Wow. Okay then.
And then like if a door failed, then like guards start to flood in.
That is our best guard. Round of rolls in a long time.
One round to get the shit working.
Yeah. Right. You guys step on to the teleporter.
Run back.
Yep.
You say the magic word.
Yes, sir.
Two things happen. Okay. As you flash away, you guys are like, remember like in Harry Potter, there's like that swirling and like ripping and tearing?
Yeah.
That's what's happening.
The ripping and the tearing.
But also,
as
you kind of like fly through, you feel a lot of heat. As you see lava come shooting past you guys.
Nice.
Because of the teleport change. The original
plan. Oh, yeah.
So we go and then the lava floods the room.
Oh,
yes,
no.
We ruined it too.
Nice.
You end up close to the library, and by close, 100 feet above it. And you start to fall, and that's where we'll end this.
We're never going to level up at this point.
You guys will get a level, so please.
Is it where 12, I
level 13?
We're going to 13.
We're going to 13.
The only thing that changes is I can only feather fall myself.
Yep.
I can't feather fall anybody else.
I'm behind.
Listen.
But also, if she hits the ground with the thing, it might crack it.
Can I catch? We'll see.
We'll see next week.
Listen,
or next time.
Arturo and Arturo will make a shell of Arturo around.
We'll figure
her.
Something out.
Yeah, you guys
I can always fly and featherfall her because it's a reaction to featherfall
thing,
her, and I can fly
or
with spells.
Honestly, just featherfall the seal.
Oh,
I think it has to be a creature.
One, two, three, four, five.
A creature within range is fine.
Someone's going to get jacked up because of the swirling portal. We'll find out next
Someone's
time.
Someone's going to get jacked up?
Yeah, swirling portal.
So is
We'll find out next time.
Yeah, we'll find out next time as to whose legs on backwards.
Oh, shit.
Wasn't I already backwards?
Who's getting splinched?
Who's that splinched? Who's
getting splinched? Oh, no, I was a little bit shorter.
Yeah, you got a little shorter. His legs, someone's legs going backwards.
You're cursed. Yours is bad. I've died twice.
Yeah. I've died once. I'm cursed. I'm good. I'm good, me. I'm good.
Spread the wealth.
Spread the wealth.
Surrender.
He died too.
Yeah, he did die.
No,
not even, no, that's right.
No, yeah. Seren didn't die.
Seren has not died.
I don't know. There's
a whole different character.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because one died.
That's true.
Oh my
but gosh. I hope we all had fun. Yeah. I had a blast. You guys are doing amazing. And I want to say thank you very much to everyone hanging out. Specifically, shout out to Battlesource. Go check out their
Battlesource.
Their Kickstarter. Links in the chat. We're going to link it in chat. If you're watching us on YouTube, we'll put the link in the description on YouTube so you guys can go to the Kickstarter. Help them out, please. They are great friends, and the system is actually really good, and I want to see the new system.
So much fun. I love playing that game.
Also, if you're interested, I will be doing Battlesource at Long Island Tabletop Con this April.
Yeah. April 6th and 7th, yes. Yeah. I'll also be running games.
But if you're at Long Island Tabletop Con, come play. I think one of our friends signed up for the Battlesource game.
Nice.
So come through. It'll be awesome. Tina, when you're done with your...
My Fundraiser is still going on through April 1st. So if you're listening to the podcast later, it might have passed already. But if you're watching on YouTube, hey. I am running for the American Cancer Society for a 5K, a 10K, and a 10-miler in mid-April. My goal is to raise $2,000 by April 1st, and I'm only about $200 away from my goal. Mm-hmm. So I've got a little less than 2 weeks to go and about $200 left to go. So if you want to donate, probably the easiest way, because the URL is kind of long. If you go to FairyTaleTina on Instagram and go to the link in my bio, that's the donation link. And it goes directly to ACS. It doesn't go to me, so you can write it off as a tax, you know, 501c3 donation, all that good stuff. But
nice.
Yeah.
Now, remember, she's running to stop cancer, not support cancer. I was a little confused. Yeah. He was like, I'm running for cancer. And I was like,
yeah,
what?
One of my bosses was like, yeah, she's running for cancer. I'm like, not exactly.
No. Kind of, but no.
I always thought that was a weird, English is a weird language.
Yeah.
It was like, I'm running for cancer, but
my German friends tell me that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah,
is
stupid. The money that's donated goes to help support those who are currently fighting it. So it's for education. It's to help reimburse people for their travel expenses. If they need to stay in a hotel while they're getting treatment, it helps to cover lodging costs. So it goes to help actual, like, everyday needs that people go through. So
cool.
As always, we are still working with our friends at Die Hard Dice. Zach, what's our code?
Our code is SPICY, NVNG. Save 10% off on your entire order when you use our promo code at checkout. Get whatever the heck you want. You want a new rolling tray. You want a dice tower. You want some new bags just to hold your dice. Any dice sets that come out, they got new dice sets coming out all the time, especially new Avalor-style sets. As we've like talked about previously, great beveled edges and everything. Get whatever you want, save 10%. That's money in your pocket, money in our pocket. You show them that you care about us. 10% spicy MVNG at dieharddice.com. Don't forget that you can rate and review us on all podcast apps. Please do. That way, our brand of stupid fun gets released to the unsuspecting public.
Yep.
And then also don't forget you can donate to us via link in Twitch and on our website, and also we have a store. Buy our merch.
Yeah.
Get it.
Come to
merchandising. NVNG the flamethrower.
I will make who's ever running a table for NVNG.
I'm wearing my BDSM
anyone wears NVNG merch to one of the games that is run by us at Tabletop Con,
you'll get a high five from Steve.
I will force the GM to give you a magic item.
You all have pants.
There you go.
Yes.
Yo, Trevor.
I wore it yesterday.
I got kid-sized pants that don't fit.
Oh, that's right. anything else?
I think that's it, though.
That covers it?
Yeah.
Remember, if you're Long Island Tabletop Con and you see someone in an NVNG shirt, give them a high five.
You know.
High five.
Yep. Oh, also, if you're listening to this later and you're out of the country, we have daylight savings, so our normal time might be an hour off from you. So come watch us live.
Yeah, if your country does normal stuff and doesn't switch time randomly in the middle of the year.
Yeah.
Yep. England does it too.
Yeah.
But 2 weeks off.
Yeah, but they're wrong about like everything.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You gotta find that lady.
Word.
Yeah, right.
That AI image that they've randomly put up. But with all that being said, we are Nothing Ventured, Nothing Game. We love rolling dice, giving advice with a little bit of that New York spice. Say goodnight, everyone.
Good night. See y'all soon.
Yeah.